Hi, it's Mac. It's McCaughan here in Audio Boo. And it's Friday the 20th of December. I'm just approaching 11 a.m. This morning, some tweets from people who are or have broken up from work for the Christmas period, Christmas New Year period. People like Ian Cath over there, who's going to have some fun cooking, I think, with his dad, and in the rotten old sunshine over there in Oz. But a few others that and many more that probably will tweet over the day. I guess that most people may have to work to Monday, some even till Tuesday. But it's this time of the year when people are breaking off from work, or preparing to break off from work. And it's great to see them, obviously, in a lightened mood to start tweeting and talking about things. And I've just listened to an audio by Richard Hummock, who is at All One Word, Big Rick. Rick's just done what I thought was a lovely audio, and the emotion that was in his voice, I could hear the emotion, and it's this emotion of having worked through a year and striking off, as they say, from work and getting into the Christmas spirit. And I know Rick has been putting some stuff up. He's been at the Christmas carol concerts and all kinds of things going on with his kids, his wee bairns, and posting that stuff up. And this is all great, because it's just, for me in particular, for me it's so many memories of having four children and rearing them all, and each one going through their Christmas festivities and carol concerts, and when I hear anyone put anything up like that, it's just, you know, to me it's actually emotional, because it takes me way back to when my kids were doing this, and we were having to taking them out to the concert, sitting there and meeting the rest of the parents and just having a great time. And it's a whole spirit, it's a whole feeling, and the charisma of Christmas. And listening to it, I could hear all that emotion pour out. I'm finished work, and all of a sudden I've got a flood of emotion within me, and it's all good emotion. And then he starts to think and talk about his wife Sarah, and how she works really hard, and how he loves her so much, and a song comes along that he thinks is very apt to his wife, and how he feels about his wife. And you know, that also takes me back, because I remember when I worked in industry all my days, when it came the Christmas break, I was the same. It was this fantastic, amazing feeling, like someone's lifted a big weight off your shoulders, and you've got this period of time where you can not have to think about work, and just think about having a good time with your loved ones or your family. Maybe I should say loved ones and your family, but just this whole experience of work is suddenly shoved into the bottom drawer and locked away, and all you can think about is this period of goodwill, of being nice to people. I mean, people do go about in this period, once they've finished work, and they're so cheery and speak to everybody and wishing everybody a Merry Christmas or a Happy Christmas, and hope all's well with the family. And it's just such a wonderful, wonderful time. If you love this period, that is, of course, it's not one that does, but some people, it's the opposite. It brings back sore memories, too painful memories, and of course we all have that, because I have family that died at Christmas. My wife has family the very same, and some on as near to Christmas as you can get. But the point is, if I'm talking about when people strike off from work and they have this great that are full of beautiful, rich endorphins, if you like, about this period. And all they want to do is to spend time with their loved ones and to have a good time and to enjoy that period, because they know within their heads, within their hearts, that it will finish soon, within a couple of weeks at the max, and they'll be back to work. So even though they're not thinking about it consciously, unconsciously, or within their being, their whole persona has changed to this person or these people who are so full of just good things, and they want to enjoy it right from that break, right from the time they stamp their last card or clock out for their last shift, as it were. And I remember that well, being so elated and so full of emotion, and all I wanted to do was to get home and be with my family and start to celebrate this period, this holiday period. So I thoroughly enjoyed Rick's audio, and it brought back so many memories for me. And I do hope that everyone out there has this experience and shares that with everyone, because I think that's what it's all about. It's sharing, whether it's a handshake, a wave across the road, a tweet, an audio boo, no matter what it is, a wee Christmas card, just to say, have a wonderful Christmas. And to me, it is a wonderful time. Even though at this point, when our kids are all grown up and have their own Christmases, to us, it's still a wonderful time. And I'm so grateful that we have things like Audio Boo as well, because I can listen to people, and Rex won't be the only one that will be put up over this period. But it's so wonderful for me to be able to tune in, as it were, to other people's well-being, to other people's joy for this period. And without Audio Boo, I wouldn't have that. And I just think it's absolutely wonderful. And I do thank anyone who puts anything up there to do with this period, whether it's the Children's Carol concert or a night out or just anything. And I think it's wonderful. I enjoy all that, all the festivities and all the outpouring of joy and love that comes at this time of the year. As I said, it doesn't apply to everyone. I know that. But in the same respect, I do think of people who are in that position. And it doesn't stop me from thinking well of them and thinking of the fact that maybe one day they'll have joy again. So, that's me. Let's get on. Thanks for listening once again. And, I may say it a few more times before the day, but have a wonderful time. Have a wonderful Christmas. Bye for now. Thank you.